one thing the Buffalo Bills do not want to look at is they don't want to look out on the field in late January when, you know as well as I do, they're going to be in Arrowhead. It's going to be in the fourth quarter. It's going to be 23-19 Kansas City, and the Bills are struggling to run the ball, and they can't do it, and the Chiefs defense is swarming Allen, and they're passing all over the place, and Allen is trying to do Allen ball, and it's just not working, and they don't have James Cook out there. You need that guy when you go to Arrowhead, and I'm not talking about in the regular season game against the Chiefs. I'm talking about in the playoff game. The Bills are a one-game team. They have to win one game this year that they can seem to never win. And to go into that, don't tell me about how much percentage of time he's on the field. Tell me about the percentage of the time that James Cook is in the end zone. This is a huge season for the Bills. They have to have that guy.
Kyle Brandt, his take on the James Cook signing.
They will not be playing that game in Arrowhead this year.
Well,
that's my prediction.
Listen, it's August 14th. We're waiting for preseason games to get to a regular season where they are indeed, like Kyle says, like a one-game team where what happens in the one game this year? Do they get to the next game?
Yep.
You keyed in on they won't be an Arrowhead. I keyed in on it's 23-19 in the fourth quarter. What's wrong with the offense? 19 points in the fourth?
Maybe it's really cold. Wait, we can't say that because they scored 47 in the cold ones.
Right. Would you take down 23? It's 23-19 in the fourth, and they can't run the ball? Why are they running the ball if they're down 4 points in the fourth quarter? Yeah. I don't need them to run the ball. Why are they down? Why do they only have 19?
Maybe there's a snowstorm. Would you take that?
Would I take what, a snowstorm in Kansas City?
No, the game's in Buffalo, but it's a snowstorm.
Oh, man. No.
You don't want
it? No. I don't want the takes. Because if they lose, then people would say the new stadium is a disaster because the snow hurts them.
But if they win it, you have won that argument for eternity.
Forever.
It's an all or nothing.
Last time there was a snowstorm in the playoffs, they got beat by 17, right? Cincinnati.
Yes.
Was that a snowstorm?
No, that was more of a dusting, wasn't it?
Okay, it was slippery.
Made the field slippery.
It was a slippery snowstorm.
Would that provide the Chiefs an out, though, if the Bills beat them in a snowstorm? Would they be able to say, what was the weather, you know?
Wouldn't matter.
An out, like, oh, I see what you mean. Like, you can only beat us if it's snowing?
Yeah.
Whatever, man. That's what I would say to that. Have fun golfing. That would be what I would be saying. I wouldn't mind it. I'll take it however I can get it. If they want to win 9-6, I'm good with that too.
23-19 in the fourth quarter. There is a point there about how Cook is a player that showed up for them in that game.
That's right, and that he was not on the field. Will that be different?
Would he be on the field in the final drive?
Does the contract change that? Do they feel like that was a mistake, that he wasn't on the field for? Again, it wasn't the whole drive. It was the last couple of plays, though, that he wasn't out there for.
Well, what I would say, if we want to take this year's team, this year's offense, and put them in the same scenario as last year, mm-hmm. right? Having the ball down three, that drive. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that Josh Palmer or Elijah Moore, or a second-year Keon Coleman can get open and give them a play they feel comfortable in where Steve Spagnuolo doesn't feel like he can just blitz everybody because he's not afraid of anybody. That's what I'm hoping. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Bills' play call was to throw it to Shakir out of the backfield, right? On that orbit motion?
Do we think so? Unless it was Kincaid was coming open over the middle.
But Kincaid was only coming open because the Chiefs blitzed so many players that they had a coverage bust.
Yeah, that's right.
Kincaid was not supposed to be that open, and Allen saw it. Like, Spagnuolo gambled and got away with it in part because they left Kincaid uncovered.
Right, that's right.
And if it's this year's offense, let's even go to a Kincaid that's not injured or isn't limited by his knee issues. What would you, this is a question you ask Joe Brady over a beer at a bar. Like, hey, this year's team, take me through it. Take me through what you're calling on that final drive. Are you still calling a screen to Amari Cooper's not on the team. You can't throw a screen
to him. Can't call a screen to him.
Right? It's like, what are you handing off to Ty Johnson for a one-yard loss? Like, those are two plays you might, as Joe Brady, say, like, you know what? I'll tell you what I'd do this time. I mean, he might call it differently with last year's team if he ever went back and thought about it. Maybe not. Allen, of course, got them in a position, and Kincaid couldn't make the catch. But Right. You ask, is Cook going to be out there? That's a fair question. And my response is, what is Josh Palmer's role in this scenario? What is Elijah Moore's role? Or Coleman,
right,
who was also not on the field? He wasn't on the third down because they threw it to Cooper.
No, he was on and off, I think, like Cook. But for the final play, I don't think he's out there either. And he's not out there for the Cooper play.
Right.
Because, I mean, probably would have gone a little bit better if he had been the guy they threw the screen to. This year, I don't know, there's a receiver on the team that I wouldn't expect to do better on that screen than Amari Cooper would. It's still amazing he was the guy they threw it to. Like, probably your worst yak receiver on the roster was the guy that they threw it to. By the way, someone did tweet in, it's not 23-19, but it was 23-21 in the 13-second game in the fourth quarter.
And could they run the ball?
They went a little nuts after that. I have no memory if they ran the ball.
I was going to say, like, you know, that little Kyle Brandt scenario, 23-21 the fourth quarter. That's right, that was... And then what happened, Joe?
Yeah, running the
and
ball.
And then everyone did football drugs for right. 3 hours. Like, man.
Singletary in that game was 10 for 26. Clyde Edwards-Helaire was 7 for 60. Those are your running backs in that
10 for 26. I think I might be one of those people that says the reason they lost that game is because they couldn't run the ball. 10 for 26. I remember that. Whatever. This is how just start the season already.
When did he get his last run, though? When was the 10th run? Like in the second quarter?
It might have been. They had two punts that I was mad about because they were running the ball.
And they had a one-play drive, right? Didn't Allen hit Davis on like a 70-yard touchdown? Yeah. So honestly, like Singletary might not have touched the ball like the last 2 hours of that football game.
Let's get some calls in here. John in Cheektowaga. Hey, John. Good morning.
John, you there?
No, John. Want to go to Ron?
Let's try Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Good morning, guys. I have a sucky what-if scenario question for you.
Uh-oh.
But God forbid anything happened to Josh Allen, say, game one or two. Do you see Bean looking for another quarterback, or do you think we can go with what we have and still make the quarterback, still make the playoffs?
Okay. This is
– what is this question? It's if Allen
got hurt early, would they just ride with Mitch or would they do something? Like pre-deadline.
I knocked on wood, by the way, if anyone's aware.
We've all knocked on wood.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why this is a fair question. And this is something that, Joe, I think that they would and should discuss. Like, all right, who's out there? Trade partners. We wanna know, you know, in the doomsday scenario, what do we do? Here's why it's fair. Because the Bills had Ray Davis kick an extra point in case, right?
Yeah.
Tyler Bass is to get hurt in warm-ups or during a game. How's your emergency kicker at kicking extra points? That is a scenario that they practiced in the preseason. Ray Davis, turns out he can make an extra point. Okay, now we know he can do that in game action.
Mm-hmm.
And that might not be a very likely scenario. In this case, the trouble is, who could you get you'd feel good about that has no major cap hit? Like, you could say Kirk Cousins, but... I don't know. That's a huge number, right? Like,
well, I got a name. If you want it,
you're gonna say Tyrod Taylor.
No. If something were to happen, are you running with Trubisky or are you calling Tannehill?
Out of retirement.
He's not retired.
He's just not playing?
There's been nothing about him this year. Last year, the story was he didn't want to be a backup. He wanted to wait to see if there would be an injury somewhere on a good team that he could go in and start for. And that never happened. And this year, I don't know. There's no, he was retired. I don't know if he's in shape. But that was what the deal with him last year was. He was waiting for a team that he could start for. So, would you call him
and see if he's in shape? Has immediately made me uncomfortable.
Did you call Tom Brady?
Oh, God.
Sorry. I just put that in the universe. Yeah. I'm thinking of guys that recently retired. Rivers. Rivers almost came out of the Super Bowl to play for the
Rams?
Out to play for the Niners.
That's right. Niners, yeah. All right. 803-0550. I'm not mad at you. Ron did that. Ron.
Yeah, Ron.
Look what you made us do.
Blame Ron. Nothing.
All right, we'll get to a couple more calls. And Sal at the top of the hour. The James Cook contract, you can give us a ring on that if you'd like to. James Cook, his 4-year deal, 48. Of course, we've seen that number taken down a little bit. So, you know, whatever. You can like the deal, you can hate the deal, you can pay attention to it as much as you want. The real numbers, he's here. And the Bills offseason is all about bringing back their own. And they finished the job with the Cook deal. The Bills go to Chicago today to practice tomorrow. We'll talk about it with Sal coming up at 8 here on WGR.